This is KUOW 94.9. I'm Emily Fox. Washington state delegates shouted down former CIA director Leon Panetta last night at the Democratic National Convention. They joined Bernie delegates from Oregon in a protest that briefly interrupted the night's program, shouting, "No more war."
Only today, let me point out something that just happened today.
Among the protesters was Nick Wavinonathan, a Bernie delegate from Seattle.
I thought it was a very positive message in the sense that it's an issue-based message. It's not, you know, a personal attack. It's not a denigration. It's really a statement of the people's perspective when it comes to this issue. And so we joined them in that chant, at which point the house lights went down over the Oregon delegation. Some ingenious people over there actually lifted their cell phones and got their flashes going so that they could still be seen, and this kind of caused the lights to come back on, and we joined them in that chant. So we were, you know, in solidarity with Oregon, at which point we got some direction from a coordinator that if we continued in the chant, we would be removed from the building.
So were they trying to kind of shut down the protest then?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Listen, the DNC is a four-day stage commercial that is designed specifically to make a nominee look as attractive as possible, and any voice of dissent is treated with a certain level of concern. And I think it's unfortunate because I came to the Democratic National Convention to convene as a delegate. I expected to have conversation with my other delegates and to participate in the democratic process.
I mean, with these kind of protests last night, knowing that you want your voice heard, what's the main message that you want to get across?
Well, we're concerned, you know, as Bernie Sanders supporters, as progressives, we're concerned with the level of almost dismissal or animosity even that we've seen from the mainstream Democratic Party. You know, even an olive branch like Elizabeth Warren would have been okay, you know, we understand where you're coming from, you're not going to get Bernie, but we're going to moving in a progressive direction. Instead, we get a VP pick who's for bank deregulation, who's had anti-women's choice rhetoric in the past. I mean, these kind of things we really look at and say, wow, do you care about bringing in Bernie Sanders supporters at all? So, you know, we wanted to make that message heard, and that's what we did.
What's next for the Bernie movement?
Well, Our Revolution is the hashtag that came out of Bernie's meetings with his delegates this week. And what that's about is really getting us together and saying the political revolution is not about one election. It's about many elections. And so we've got a new thing called Brand New Congress coming out where we're looking at 2018. We're looking at fielding congressional candidates and building up support for progressive network all over the country and looking at progressives down ballots when it comes to precinct committee officers, when it comes to city councils, when it comes to all sorts of positions that we can field viable candidates in. So that's what's next. I'm really going to be focusing on spreading progressive power throughout the country, and especially in Washington. I think that there's a lot of opportunity for viable progressives to really shake things up.
Nick Wavinonathan is a Bernie delegate from Seattle. I spoke with him from the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia.